This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One of the big stories, the Taliban kill master of the suicide bombing that killed 13 servicemen at the Kabul airport is now outed as the mastermind of that criminal act. Plus, there's some ins and outs of other things that are bouncing around this country and outside of our borders, too, as well. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney is always thrilled to be the skipper at the helm of this show. How are you doing? Here we are almost midweek and bouncing into May. Wow. So let's talk about this story because we, of course, were sad and shocked and so many other words that you could use to describe what happened if we go back to the chaotic evacuation of Afghanistan and 2021, that assault that fatally wounded more than 170 people and 13 U.S. troops. A suicide bomber killed Afghans who had clustered near one of the entrances to the Hamid Karzai airport. And the troops were there, of course, screening them, so that's where they were hit. That happened in late August, and it was a really dark day. Boy, do I remember it well. Certainly one of the worst withdrawals that we've seen of our military and diplomatic personnel after being there in Afghanistan, 20 years of that war. So something we found out, that the Taliban actually killed the mastermind behind that attack, behind that kill attack. So 11 Marines, a sailor, a soldier killed. It has to perhaps provide some closure to those families, because it was awful. Because if you remember, the bomb had 20 pounds or so of military grade explosives, and then this 5-millimeter ball bearings as well, rather, all packed all in there. And some of the troops, because there were some that were wounded, and so often this doesn't get talked about, but they suffered traumatic brain injuries. There were some terrible injuries, too, as a result of that. So the ISIS leader, whose identity wasn't released but was confirmed, was killed in southern Afghanistan in early April. It was part of an operation actually conducted by the Taliban against the ISIS group. So, with pictures showing, etc. So there is something to that, and this started to circulate a little bit more over the weekend because it started to become known to family members that this person had been killed. And then, as I said, does that provide anything to the families? And, it's not going to bring them back, but at least you've got the truth, you have an answer, maybe more to what happened here. I think for anyone else, it's good. It was just a terrible, like I said, terrible, dark, awful, deadly, deadly day. And it was just at that gate. And, there's even some video of that that you can see off in the distance. And it was just that security checkpoint that where it was becoming crazy, where people were trying to get through. There was even a second blast, if you remember, at a hotel where lots of people, including Afghans and Americans and Brits and so many others, were told to gather before heading to the airport for evacuation. So there was video and photos and all of that published after the attacks that showed people just fleeing the scene and large numbers of Afghans, of course, injured. And you could just see I remember it so clearly, and of course I'm sure it's all over now again, but that just large dust cloud that was just hanging over part of the airport where people were running, or they were scattering from that explosion was just absolutely terrible. So again, it might not provide much maybe to the families, but at least knowing and feeling that, this is the truth, this was the actual actual person who perpetrated this heinous crime. I'm sure there were so many others probably connected to that. But the person who actually did that, I think there is something to it. All right, sad news from the world of music. And Harry Belafonte may have been before many people listening to the show's time, but it's easy to go and look him up. And he was iconic and had some incredible songs. He was 96 years old. He had like kind of a silky, husky voice, as it's been described. And he was probably one of the first black performers to have a wide following as far as selling millions of records as a singer. And then on film, too. And that Deo song, the Banana Boat song, that has carried on for generations, where people sing it, Deo, that you know, even if you're in your 20s, he was the guy behind that. He sang it. He was the one who made that very, very, very popular. So, you know, a life well lived, because he died at 96 years old. So he's a groundbreaking actor and singer. He's an activist, definitely a humanitarian, and had an incredible voice and influenced and mentored a lot of people, like Usher and Common, for example. So he was somebody who tried to help future generations, especially, but all over the place, but especially in the music business. Hey, coming up on this show, we've got your reaction to so many things that are happening. We go to our mailbag, and in between that, we have what I call UBIs, those interesting facts that float around us that sometimes just absolutely, you know, amaze us because we can't believe what we're hearing, and you don't really realize the origins of some things. And I think that we need more laughter, and we need to go back and remember things or learn where some things have come from that become maybe everyday or taken for granted in our lives. All right, President Joe Biden, by the way, made it official. He is, shocker, right? He is running in 2024 for president. So this is a repeat of what we've seen in the past, Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. Joe Biden being the one in the at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now, being the one in Washington. So hard to believe in some ways, right, that this is part two of this, but it will be if Trump gets the nomination. I think it's Biden, unless something happens, because certainly he has now definitely just made it official that he's going to do it. He's running. So it's kind of boggles my mind that we're getting this part two. And as I said, I think what's going to be interesting in previous shows to watch will be some of the Republican, I think, debates. But Trump was saying earlier in the day that he never approved some of these debates that are being talked about and that he might not participate. And boy, I think if he did participate and then you had some of these top Republicans that want to run anyway, it would be very interesting to see if anything changed at all anywhere in some of these primaries. But right now, in most polls, he has the early edge to go up against, now officially, Joe Biden. Go to the mailbag coming up pretty soon here on this hour of the show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
The last couple of days, especially, I got this one from Alan, who says, "Whoa, Kate Delaney, what in the world is happening when somebody like Tucker Carlson, who is getting the ratings, because that's what it's about in the TV game, is dumped by Fox?" And then there was a guy who should have been booted, in my mind, Don Lemon, who gets the boot. And actually, for both of them, it just shows you how the network or the people that you work for can do as they please, I suppose. What are your thoughts? They have big megaphones, right? And we're making big bucks. And still, even with the world being cut up in so many directions, like I said, they had a big megaphone. So they were two well-known figures, really, in cable news. Big, huge blows. With Carlson, you know, there's something to do with a lawsuit. There's thoughts about that might be one of the reasons that this happened. But I think most of it stems from the lawsuit that Fox just lost and the money that had to be paid out because of that, because of the Dominion lawsuit and some of the things that were said, all of the information they had from texts and going back and forth about things that that Tucker Carlson and others were saying, and especially him. I think there was going to be somebody that was going to fall on this, and he that's what happened. I believe that's what that happened to him. That was the black cloud. Someone is absolutely going to get hit for this, and I think he's going to be probably tagged with damaged goods. So rehiring for him, and also Don Lemon is the other one you're talking about, where he made the comment about women being past their prime. Just Google it. Just Google it. That's how I get all my information. That really bit him, and I think there was no way he was going to bounce back from that, because he just got deeper and deeper into the hole with it. But him, probably both of them, but for him to come back and make a big national presence, I think is really going to be tough. It's going to be really tough for Tucker Carlson, for sure. And you think there's, what, 5 major networks, and so probably really, really, doubtful, I think, with that. Could he do something else, of course, but the damage, the flame out, that's the one thing. And I really believe it was because of the Dominion lawsuit, so that's what I think. I think that's what was, going to happen, that somebody was going to get it, and especially him, because he had a lot of the publicity about what was being said about Trump's lawyer, and what was being said about the stories about Dominion, what the real thoughts were, but then what he was saying on the air, and then what he was saying on the air, I think added to all of it. And again, because of what happened with Fox and Don Lemon, it was just really clearly a case also of what he said on the air, but what the reaction to that was, and that, yeah, they waited was the crazy thing with Don Lemon. So there's my 2 cents for what it's worth. Okay, moving on to this one from Bobby, who says, Kate, I heard probably along with everybody else what happened today, the fact that that heinous crime that should have never happened in that outrageous way that we withdrew from Afghanistan, that finally the guy, the actual person responsible, who wasn't named, for killing 13 of our service members and also wounding so many others and then also killing other innocent people, was actually caught and killed, apparently. There is something to that. I mean, you hear those details of the bomb and the 20 pounds of explosives and the ball bearings and how awful that was. And I recall how furious I was at the administration for the way that withdrawal happened and how crazy and chaotic and unnecessary that was, and how awful it must have been for it's certainly awful for any of us, for as Americans, to see for what happened to people who served there, but also for the families. They must feel kind of bitter about that. So I don't know if it's closure or what the word is, but it's got to be evoke something, I would think. Yeah, I mean, there's a question. I don't know if closure is really the right word. I mean, look, the administration faced harsh criticism, and I think it was deserved. I think it was a huge mistake over the strategy, not for winding down the war, but for the strategy of how it went down. Because was that necessary? Was that just like opening the gates to, okay, here we are, and come and try and take out these people, take out us helping them? And was there another way to do that? I think, strategically speaking, I wasn't there in the war room. I wasn't one of the people that came up with the strategy. But I think that pullout and the abruptness of how it happened, I mean, again, just the strategy part of it, not that it happened because it should have happened, but I think all of that should have been examined. And I guess it was, because it was, they just released some of the details of that, maybe, I don't know, 30 days ago or so, whatever it was. But I think it was absolutely executed wrong, and it cost lives. That's what I think. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Jake, and Jake says, hey, Kate, I was wondering what you think of what the new baseball rules have meant to the great game of baseball. I went to a game. I went to see your old Texas Rangers, and I think that the games are much faster, or maybe it's in my, you know, maybe it's in my head, because I know you talked about the rules and the pitcher clock and all of that. I heard you one night, and it's probably better. It felt kind of better to me, as I actually had driven up from Austin to go to the game outside of Dallas. So I say good for Major League Baseball. Maybe they did something in the right direction to try to get more people interested. I've always been interested, but I like the idea that it was a little bit shorter. A little bit shorter. You mean you don't want to be there for 3+ hours? Yeah, the pitch clock has made it faster for sure. So the game does feel like it's moving along a lot faster when you take a half an hour or so out of it. And, you know, the average game time is down 30, 31 minutes. And that's the lowest since 1984. So we've seen that already in the first, whatever, month of baseball. And I think that, yeah, I think that's, I think it's a good thing. I think that makes it easier for people to take kids to the game. It's a school night, whatever. And the potential of shorter games, so fans also don't miss so much action, it's good. I don't think that a lot of people are complaining about it. I think one thing that maybe some people are complaining about is the whole beer sales thing and cutting off sales in the seventh or eighth inning, what they normally do. So I guess that's the whole alcohol thing. Some people were talking about, or some clubs, not people, some clubs extended it so that people would have more time to go and get their extra beer or whatever, depending on when they came into the game. But as for just the faster paced game, I think is really good. They tested that in the minor leagues, and to get everybody primed, they did it in spring training, and now it's rolled out in the regular season, and I believe that it's working pretty well, because it's not taking away from, I think, the integrity of the game. It's just helping it. So it's funny that you had that question. You can send me your thoughts anytime, day or night, to the Man Cave, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. But guess where we're going next? We are going to the Man Cave. I'll see you there.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A new poll released today shows a majority of Americans don't want either President Biden or former President Trump to run in 2024. The Reuters Ipsos poll found that 45% of Democrats don't want Biden to run again, compared to 34% of Republicans who say the same about Trump. A GOP plan to raise the debt ceiling is continuing to draw fire from the White House. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Kevin McCarthy's proposal would destroy the economy.
The speaker's legislation would increase the odds of a recession, cost 780,000 jobs, weaken the economy, and increase the unemployment rate.
Jean-Pierre urged House Republicans to take the threat of default off the table. Harry Belafonte has died at the age of 96. The singer, actor, and civil rights activist, who was called the King of Calypso, was best known for popularizing Caribbean folk songs in the 1950s. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cave, anybody who wants to talk about sports cave, and yes, we are here. We're deep into the NBA playoffs, also the NHL playoffs. You know, we're well past the beginning of the baseball season, but still so much baseball left to be played, and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I mean, in the NFL, we're starting to see some real movement. So, yeah, it's like Aaron Rodgers. Finally, that's it for Aaron Rodgers. The Jets GM, because that's where he wanted to go. Remember, we talked about that a long time ago. It just becomes the thing. The Jets GM really found himself defending the cost of how much the Aaron Rodgers trade has cost New York. They're celebrating. The people around the Jets organization are celebrating picking up quarterback Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I heard lots of high fives and whatnot were going on because it might have been a blockbuster deal, but they think it's well worth it. I mean, look, I mean, it's official, barring something weird happening on a physical, but pretty much he is the quarterback for the New York Jets. I mean, that's it. And they've pretty much said that. So the agreement happened Monday afternoon, and the Jets surrendered a lot of draft. It's the draft capital, including a 23 second-round pick, a 24 conditional second-rounder that improves to a first-rounder if Rodgers plays in 65% of the snaps. So he's reached that in almost his entire career, just 2 years, in his 15 years, he didn't do it as a starter. And then, you know, it is about what they're paying. I mean, even the flipping of the 23 first-round picks with the Packers, so the Jets go from 13th to 15th in the trade, and that, of course, starts on Thursday night. So there's a lot of build-up to the draft. And this is so interesting, right, because what was it, a year ago, 2 years ago, was he retiring? Who knew what was going to happen? And now this is it. I mean, the Jets wanted him. They pretty much said that in January, that this was the guy. And they didn't really back off some of those rumors, in a sense, right? So he's replacing Zach Wilson, who was benched twice last season. He's going to be the number two guy. And this might be just the right fit. It might be what they were looking for. And for Rodgers, unlike Brett Favre, because remember, Brett Favre went to the Jets, and he definitely made a splash. But maybe this is even a bigger splash. You know, who knows at this point? He's 39 years old. Aaron Rodgers could just be exactly what they need, at least for a few years. But again, until you play the games and you get through, you know, training camp and stuff, and see who are the surrounding players and what happens, no way to know. He's not going to have some of those familiar faces, though, that even with moves that the Packers made over the years, he's not going to have any of those in his back pocket. So it's a whole new system, in a sense, definitely, and certainly teammates that Rodgers is going to have to lean on. All right, in the NBA playoffs, how about this? The Nuggets had to really sweat it out in their win to eliminate the Wolves in five, and it wasn't a gorgeous game from what I'm told, because I didn't see it. I saw a little piece, but I've seen some of the action between the two. But the Nuggets chipped away, and they pulled away in the second half for the 112-109 win over the Timberwolves. So the top-seeded Nuggets got the win on Tuesday to move further into the Western Conference semifinals. They get a 4-1 series win, and they're waiting to see, you know, what happens next for them. The Clippers rallied back from being down 20 in the fourth. That's how rough it was for them. You know, Phoenix is a lot tougher. So Phoenix ends up coming up with the, as time is ticking away, anyway, unless something changes, because it is still winding down, 136-130 with 24 seconds to go. Phoenix leads the series 3-1. The Hawks beat Boston in a really tight game, 119-117, the final. Boston leads the series 3-2. So we've seen some really good, I think we've seen some really good basketball. I wish I could say I've seen every single one of these games, and of course, not really possible to watch every single one of those games, but I've certainly seen a lot of highlights, and I've seen some of the games. Like the Knicks, can they eliminate the Cavaliers? We'll see on Wednesday. New York leads the series 3-1. Then you have the Lakers and the Grizzlies, and the Lakers lead that series 3-1. And then, you know, Miami Heat could say goodbye to the Bucks. They're up 3-1. And then you have the battle in California, the other side of California, the Warriors and the Kings. That series is tied at 2 apiece. So Wednesday is a very, very big night in hoops, needless to say. And like I said, as you get deeper into these playoffs, I think it's the fun time of year to really pay attention if you haven't been paying attention to maybe your favorite team, or maybe just to basketball in general. It's kind of the same thing. It is the same thing in hockey for people who watch hockey. You know, you look at some of the series. I've watched the Lightning, of course, and the Leafs because of my relocation to the Tampa, St. Pete area, and it's been very strange where Tampa's had an edge and then given it back. So just as they were beating the Leafs take over. You know, the Lightning are moving to the brink of their first playoff series ouster right in the very beginning of this in a very, very long time. And I want to say like 2 decades. And that's because Toronto wins on Monday night 5-4 in overtime. And Toronto hasn't even won a playoff series since 2004. And they've been booted from first rounders, you know, all their first rounds in the past 6 postseasons. So that would be a huge win. I mean, the Lightning have won 11 of 12 playoff series over the past 3 postseasons, advancing to the Stanley Cup 3 straight years and winning the championship twice. But it just shows you that in the playoffs, anything can happen. And they have had incredible tenacity, and they don't give up even when, you know, they are down. All right, one thing I like in baseball is the walk-off, right? A walk-off homer especially. And that happened in the Giants game. They beat the Cards 5-4. Blake Sable just smashed a homer, just incredible to lift the Giants to that win. And then you had some other things that happened, I think, that were interesting. You know, baseball's about, I think, chunks of statistics. If you're a math person or you like statistics, you probably like baseball. But you also had the Astros taking on the Rays, and you had a 14 season opening home game win streak going on for the Rays in Tampa, and they lost to the Astros. The Astros blanked them 5-0. Luis Garcia with 3 hits over 6 innings. He was the hot bat, and I think for the Rays, even the manager Kevin Cash said afterwards that it was a little weird to, you know, walk in the clubhouse. There wasn't any music or anything that was happening in the past, because they had won so many games, and this was the first one that they lost. But, you know, despite that, they just don't get the attendance at Tropicana Field. They had just 9,916 people at the game, where you have the Major League best Rays and the defending World Series champions, the Astros. So the people who did go, especially if they were Astros fans, were probably treated to a really good game, because their team broke the streak, and you might have had good seats, because you could probably move up when you look at how many people were in attendance there. So there's some ballparks, and they're notorious for not pulling people into the game. So the Rays lost, but they're still 20-4 overall, right? The Phillies lost to the Mariners 5-3 at home. They're 6-5 at home. So, you know, they've made it all the way through to the World Series and, of course, lost to the Astros. They're still kind of, I think, trying to find their footing again in the beginning of the season. You can see some teams that are emerging, like the Brewers. And the Brewers lost to the Tigers 4-3, but they've had some pretty nice wins on the road, mostly. And the Tigers are 9-13, but they have some bright young spots on that team. You had Terry Carpenter with a 3-run homer, and 4 Detroit Tigers pitchers really held the Brewers at bay for a pretty long time, and they ended up winning that game, of course. All right, that's it for the Man Cave. And we roll on to close things out with UBIs.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The show talking about UBI's ubiquitous bits of information. Jeremy Paulson joins us. It's been a minute or two. Jeremy, thanks for coming on to chat about those crazy fun facts.
Chat about fun facts and maybe some phobias.
Oh, so that's a hint as to what you have.
Well, yeah, I just have nothing but a bunch of phobias.
I like it. Roll that out.
Oh, you want me to start? That's your...
Yeah, you start. That's my cue. That's my cue for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I was looking up facts, and I found some phobias, and I was like, I'm just going to do all phobias. Because who knows if people know about some phobias. I don't know.
But
the very first recorded phobia was in 600 BC in the Byzantine era, Heraclius, fear of large bodies of water, or... See if I pronounce this right. Thalassophobia?
Wow.
Thalassophobia?
Thalasso?
Yeah, Thalassophobia.
Large bodies of water?
Yeah. It was the first recorded one, 600 BC, in the Byzantine era.
Ooh.
Fear of large bodies of water.
I bet a lot of people have that. Maybe people listening to us. Some people don't like that, where they can't see, they're just in the middle of the water. They can't see the horizon, they can't see land anywhere. Yeah. I can see that. Because I think people are either or. Now they know what it is. It's a phobia.
Yeah.
Or we're calling it a phobia.
Well, yeah, that's the first recorded phobia.
Nice. Supposedly. I like it.
Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? It could have gone back further, but I like it.
Yeah. So, and then I got two of the rarest.
Okay.
What do you think allodoxophobia is?
Allodoxophobia. Afraid of, I don't know, afraid of ducks?
It's the rarest social phobia. It's fear of other people's opinions.
Oh, my gosh, that's a good one. That's like everyone?
Yes, the rarest social phobia.
Oh, fear of other people's opinions. Yeah. Oh, I think rare. So as a phobia, being diagnosed with that, I can understand that that would be considered rare. But I don't think it's rare in the sense that I think most people do fear what people think of them. So that sometimes their life revolves around that, and they should do what they want to do.
But I mean, a phobia is something that like affects your whole life.
Yeah. You can't. You're just paralyzed. You can't do it. Yeah. Oh, that's wild.
But that's the rarest social. The rarest phobia recorded is arachibutyophobia. Arachibutya.
Arachibutya. Yeah. Afraid of looking at yourself in the mirror.
No, it's afraid of peanut butter being stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Wow.
That's the rarest phobia ever.
Recorded. Wow. Oh, that would be terrible. So you'd have to stay away from peanut butter. Oh, and peanut butter's so good.
Right.
Oh, no.
And then I just got some new fun ones that I didn't think you would know what they were.
Okay.
Pogonophobia.
Pogono? Pogonophobia. Yeah. I have pogonophobia.
Yeah. Pogonophobia.
Afraid of stepping on cracks?
It's a fear of beards. Like you fear beards. That's horrible.
Fear the beard. Yes, yeah, we know someone that fear the beard.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I love it.
But the best one, the one I think's funny, is nomophobia.
Nomo.
Yeah, nomophobia.
Okay, I have no idea. Don't.
You this know, is no for all than... the new age kids.
Ooh, okay, that's a hint. What is it?
Fear of being without a smartphone.
Nomo. Oh, yeah, like FOMO. Oh, I should have gotten that. Nomophobia. Fear of being... Oh, you know what? That is so sad.
Fear of your smartphone. Where's my smartphone?
Oh, yeah, well, that's... The phone is everything, right? The phone is everything for everyone.
Right.
So, but for somebody younger, because that's the thing, that's it. They, you know, that's glued.
But yeah.
Wow.
They have to have their phone.
They have to have their phone. They can't do anything.
To find it.
Where's my phone? You can't leave it. Although we all have that, because how can you communicate? I mean, that's it. There's nobody's calling you on a regular line anymore.
We have it to an extent. I don't think, if I've left the house, I left my phone, I'm not going to go back to get it.
No, me either. In fact, sometimes when that's happened to me a few times, it's kind of a nice break. I'm not checking anything. I'm not hearing any dings. I'm not paying attention. So that does tell you, though, that it's a good idea to kind of put the phone
down. I would recommend one day a week, just turn your phone off.
Yeah.
Just one day
a week. I say that all the time. It's like when I speak and people complain that, oh, so-and-so's not doing this and this isn't happening. It's like, well, you never have full focus. Put your phone in your desk. Put it away. Turn it off. How can you answer your emails and be present for a conversation if you're focused on the phone?
When I work at the theater gig, I always turn it off silent. Like, completely, like, it does nothing. Like, airplane mode. Like,
yeah.
Just does nothing.
Oh, that's so good. So smart to do that. So mine are a little bit different because, you know, we always revolve around food and firsts and all that kind of stuff. And I love pizza. I'm a pizza hound. So I limit my...
And pineapple.
Yeah. I don't like pineapple, but I like pineapple, but not on pizza. But I actually try to avoid eating too much pizza because I'm telling you, I can eat pizza all the time. So when do you think the first pizza was invented?
I don't know, 1600?
That's probably a good guess because, you know, somebody else could go back and claim it.
1630?
But officially it's 1889. And it was made in Italy, and it was created by an Italian baker, Raffaello Esposito, and he made it, get this, in honor of Queen Margherita. You know, they have margarita pizzas now.
Margarita pizza, yeah.
But we haven't, margarita pizzas haven't become popular until more recent times. But they say pizza really did become popular because of the number of Italian immigrants in the United States. And they made up 4 million of 20 million or so immigrants who came into the U.S. between 1880 and 1920. And, of course, I have in my book, Invade the Man Cave, I talk about how many pizzas were sold during the Super Bowl and whatnot. But there's more than 5 billion eaten annually. I mean, pizza has a history in our culture, I think. Do you like pizza?
Yeah, I probably eat it at least once a week.
Oh, I probably could eat it once a week or more, but and then so when I do eat it, oh, I love it. It's always about, and when you move, you don't, you know, it's been hard finding the right pizza place, and it's and pizza's different everywhere you get it. People listening to us, you know what I'm saying. It can be, it's the joint around the corner from you, but you like the square pizza, or you like the deep pizza, or you like
Chicago deep dish.
Yeah, you like whatever, or you like the thin pizza.
I like thin crust, yeah.
I do, too. I like thin crust better. Not that I couldn't eat a deep dish pizza. I have in Chicago, and they're good, but it's very bready. You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's
if
like
you want
thick.
A bunch of leftovers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're good. And then I thought this was interesting, because just the other day I was looking desperately, speaking of looking for things, a paper clip. And I, of course, I have them somewhere, but I couldn't find them. And Johann Waller invented the first paper clip there in Norway. There was no patent office, so he filed an American patent for a set of square and triangular clips. And that was in 1901. That's pretty wild. I'm the inventor of the paperclip.
Yeah, I wonder how much money he made off.
I don't know. I mean, I'm after him, there have been, I mean, paperclips, people still use paperclips, but certainly they in the past, they really, really used paperclips. So I would think that, I don't know, I would think that they would. His family would have made something. He, you know, he was an inventor, so he had degrees in science and electronics and mathematics, and that was what he came up with. He was an employee at a local invention office, and that's when he came up with the whole paperclip thing. They called it the gem clip. I like it. The gem. I want my gem.
Have
clip.
You seen my stapler?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't used a stapler since, I don't know, since at least a decade, but that is funny. All right, it's a wrap for UBI's. Jeremy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show anyway. Be safe, be sane, and people, for goodness sake, in the world we live in these days, just be happy.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.